And now, back to the White House. Hundreds of tourists, thousands of tourists from all over the country are huddled along the wrought iron fence, waiting their turn to view the mansion. They're jiggling their legs to stay warm. It's cold in Washington today. We can see the National Christmas Tree all lit up behind them, and beyond that, the Washington Monument.
My name is Barbara Rosinski. I'm from Michigan.
According to the latest polls, which just came out yesterday, more than 60% of the Americans surveyed said they do not want President Clinton to be impeached. What's your vote?
I don't want him to be impeached either. I think it's despicable what he's done, but I don't think it's impeachable.
Why?
It's more personal than it is political.
Is there any way that you feel President Clinton should have to, quote-unquote, pay for what he's done?
Definitely. He should be censured at the very minimum. But he's only got a short time left. Let's not disrupt the whole country just because of this one personal thing.
As we're talking, the loudspeaker in the background on the grounds of the White House are playing, they're playing America the Beautiful. How do you feel right now? How do you reconcile how you feel about what President Clinton did in the Monica Lewinsky matter and with all his deceit afterwards, and the fact that you are standing in line to tour the White House?
We're standing in line to tour Hillary's house.
I'm Diane Brazel. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
And these are?
I'm Audrey Brazel. I'm from Atlanta.
I'm Andrew.
As you might know, according to the latest polls, more than 60% of Americans surveyed say they don't want President Clinton to be impeached. What are your votes?
I'm not really sure, to tell you the truth. I have real mixed feelings about it, both ways.
What are the mixed feelings?
Well, I think what he did was really wrong, but whether he should be impeached for it, I don't really know.
As the House Judiciary Committee has been holding hearings on this and voting on the articles of impeachment, has it affected your feelings one way or the other?
No, I think I just turned the news off quicker, because I'm tired of it.
How do you, well, let me ask your kids, what do you know about President Clinton and what he has done?
Well, he lied under oath, and he had an affair, and I think that's wrong, and I think he should be impeached.
So you feel tougher about this than your mom does?
Yeah. I told her to vote for Bob Dole last election.
Dave Millott, Seattle, Washington. I don't think they should impeach the president. He's doing an excellent job. The economy's in great shape. There are no major problems internationally that are affecting the country at the moment. And stock market's good. Everything's good. I think the guy is under a lot of pressure continually. And I think it's foolish to believe that the truth lies in minutia. In fact, I think the truth lies in the larger picture. And the larger picture is that things are great.
Do you feel any discomfort with what President Clinton has done in this whole matter?
I think President Clinton's personal life is his personal life and none of my business.
Karen Majors from Albany, Georgia. I'm a police officer, and I feel like one of the problems that we have in the country is that we have a morality problem. And I think we send a negative message to our kids about how we should conduct ourselves. If he would have been forthright with what had occurred, I couldn't vote for impeachment either, because you can't fault a man for being honest. He made a mistake. He was honest about it.
But now?
But now he perjured himself. And as a police officer, if I go up on the stand and I don't tell the truth and I perjure myself, I could go to prison. And I feel like what makes him above the law?
Tourists standing in line earlier today at the gates of the White House.